The Bürgerkrieg Productions 15 Minutes of Fame podcast welcomes Sebastian from the German-based pop-punk band Bad Advice. Here's their song Last Resort.
Just breath and you was today. Another war bombs away. Scary headlines just like yesterday. Tomorrow will be the same way. So to get tired of your endless tragedy.
This is the Bürgerkrieg Productions 15 Minutes of Fame podcast. I have the esteemed pleasure of introducing Sebastian. He is part of the three-piece band, half from or two-thirds from LA, one-third from Germany. They are called Bad Advice. Some really fantastic pop punk that everyone should check out. But I guess other than that, Sebastian, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, I know. I know we had touched base a while ago and it didn't end up happening, but you had reached back out and I'm very happy that you did because I really dig the music a lot and I'm always interested in talking with obviously musicians, right? But also musicians from Europe, because that to me, I always want to hear about, you know, the different scenes, what rock and roll means to people kind of outside of the continental US. I'm always fascinated to hear that. So I guess one thing I'm interested in, had you been to the United States before you came and played shows in LA, or was that your first time?
No, that was actually my first time.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So tell, what was that like? Okay. What was the most impressive thing about playing music in the United States, and what did you dislike the most about being in the United States? So the best and the worst, think of it that way.
Okay. Well, there's so many good things about that. I don't even know where to start. I mean, you have to realize how I grew up. I mean, I'm a kid from Eastern Germany, and I grew up with like American cultures, American music and stuff like that, television and everything. And it's crazy if you can be a part of that, you know. I grew up listening to all the bands that I still love, like NoFX, Pennywise or MXPX. Those are one of my favorite bands. And I've been listening to that music for such a long time, and then finally being able like to fly over to LA and meet all these people that I just knew from, I don't know, YouTube or so, or that I just knew from their music that I was listening to, meeting these people in person, it was just crazy stuff for me. So I don't even know where to start. So I flew over to LA. Like the first show in the US that I ever played was in Las Vegas.
Oh wow!
So so that's perfect for a start. And then we had a couple shows in LA, and it was just mind blowing. At that time we still had a couple different people playing bass in Bad Advice. Mm-hmm. And those were all people that I knew from other bands that I've been listening to since I was a kid. And suddenly I met all these people, and I stayed in their houses and told them how to play the songs that I wrote in my trashed up room when I was a kid, you know. Mm-hmm. So that was crazy stuff that that happened there. And that's, I'm totally glad that I came to do all these things.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so Yeah, definitely.
What did you think of the food? Did you have an easy time kind of consuming the American food, or was there too much cheese? Was it too greasy? Like what was that like? Because I always hear different things when people talk about American food. So what was that experience like for you?
Yeah, I think the first American food that I ever had was right after I arrived. We went to Tommy's.
Okay.
Tommy Burger. I had a lot of food over there. And I've been, since I came over there for the first time in 2016, I've been there for 8 times now.
Oh, wow.
And tried a lot of different food. And I kind of became known to be like a Jack-in-the-Box addict.
Nice.
Because Americans are so obsessed with this food thing. That was kind of new to me. Like all people that that came to me, they said hi. And one of the first questions was like, so what's your favorite place to eat? and they were always surprised when I told them, yeah, like Jack in the Box is kind of the best thing, I think. And they expected me, you know, being in LA, they expected to say In and Out or stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And but somehow Jack in the Box made it. But at the point where I am now, I think it's going to change in the future because I just had that stuff too much.
Yeah. Yeah. As far as when I feel like a lot of Americans, when they think about Germany, right, they have very specific ideas. Okay. They think of beer halls and some of the best sausage on the planet, a very elite football team, national football team, and nightclubs that never close. So what I'm wondering from somebody who not only grew up there, but currently lives in Germany, what are some incorrect assumptions that people who are not from Germany make about Germany?
A lot of that stuff is true. I mean, the most important thing is probably from that area in Germany or Czech Republic or so, it's probably the best beer in the world that we produce. Besides that, I mean, it's there's so much differences, you know. I remember like when Giz, my drummer, came over to Germany and we played a couple shows over here. He always liked the aspect that it's allowed to drink on the street. And that's definitely a different thing. And it's weird that it's not allowed in the US, that you cannot drink on the street, but that you are allowed to carry a gun instead of a bottle of beer. So that's what I always found surprising. I mean, what's going on?
Right.
Take away the guns and give everyone a beer, you know?
Now, what do you think as far as what is the best brewery in Germany, and what is your favorite beer in Germany? Do you have a favorite?
Yes, I have. It's not a popular beer brand. It's a beer brand from Eastern Germany called Sternburg Beer.
Okay.
And it's not much known, but it's probably the beer that most of the punks would drink over here. Nice. But if you would talk to someone else who is not into punk rock, they would probably look down on you when you say that you out of all options of beer that you have in Germany, that you would choose this brand of beer. You know, so it's a subculture thing, but it's probably not the best beer quality wise. Mm-hmm. Let's say that.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily concerned about the best quality. I just want something that tastes okay and that'll work, right? That's what I'm, yeah. that's what I'm into, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
so you're obviously you're a punk rocker. You were born and you're currently living in Germany. You play guitar, but you sing in English, right? Your lyrics are in yes. English. Now,
yes.
Why do you choose to write and sing lyrics in English as opposed to German?
Yes. Like I said, I grew up with all these American bands and American culture. I was never really into German punk music till the day right now. I'm almost always listening to American or English singing bands. I've just never got really excited about German music or German punk rock. So, yeah, I definitely wanted to step like in the footsteps of the bands that I was growing up with. And they have a different sound and everything. It's kind of different. Mm. And that's just the stuff that I love. So singing in German was never an option for me.
Okay. Now, are there a lot of punk rock bands, or are there a number of punk rock bands that do the same thing as Bad Advice, where they are a German band but they sing in English, or are you kind of one of the only ones that do that?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of bands over here that sing in English. That's definitely not an uncommon thing. I think like this particular style of music, or even if you get more specific, this particular style of punk, like this skate punk, this 90s sound is something that probably not a lot of bands are playing over here.
Ah, definitely. Okay. Okay.
There are not as many bands that play this certain style of punk rock over here. Yeah.
When you were still able to play shows,
yes,
and play with other German bands, were you predominantly like the one? It sounds like you were one of the only bands that were playing that specific style of punk. Did you find it challenging to book shows with bands that were doing the same thing as you, or were they kind of mixed bill shows where you're playing with a metal band, a punk band? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, we had a couple of shows over here, and I wouldn't say the shows were that mixed. Like you have metal and so many different styles of rock music.
Mm-hmm.
But it was always like probably like mixed styles of punk. You know, you had maybe a street punk band or something like that.
Okay.
And yeah, stuff like that, definitely.
Yeah, and that's I think one of the cool things about rock and roll music in general, but specifically punk, is there's so many different styles. And even when you get them all together on a single show, it still flows well, right?
Yeah,
flows well. You know, it's not so far out of the realm of possibility, you know, or it doesn't sound strange, as opposed to having, yes. you know, like an industrial, you know, band playing with a Ramones style, you know, punk band. It's not as, it's not as strange.
Yeah.
So I know you'd mentioned, we've talked a little bit about playing shows, but, are there a lot of venues that will allow punks to play shows, or has it gotten harder as you've like, since you started playing music, have you found it harder to book punk shows, or are clubs very open to bring in punkers to play shows at their venues?
Yeah, I mean, a couple of the clubs definitely closed down over time. I can definitely say that. On the other hand, I was never like the guy who really was into booking shows and doing all that stuff. Mm. But it's if you're a punk band and you want to play in Germany and you're unknown, then you probably go to all the typical punk rock clubs and punk rock venues that are out there that are run from someone who's in the scene, definitely. But you wouldn't play like I don't know, like some mainstream events or anything like that. So you have to rely basically on stuff that's run from someone who's in the scene.
Okay. Yeah. Do you find that promoters treat bands well, or are they kind of slimy? You know, like do they treat bands pretty well?
Well, like everyone from the US that I have been talking to was always like they love to come over to Germany because they say touring is so much easier and so much better than over in the US. Like Germany is not such a big country, so it's not you don't have to travel so far from one town to the next. That's one thing. On the other hand, they said you get treated way better here. Bands get a place to stay oftentimes. Like these venues, they have like rooms with beds for the bands so they can spend the night. They say that German fans are really loyal, that you get paid way better, or that you get paid at all. let's say that.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. So most of the people from LA or from the US are, yeah, they are very happy to come over here to Germany.
Did you find there to be, actually, I guess this is a better question. What were some of the biggest differences that you found between the German punk scene and the punk scene in the United States, specifically LA? Were there any big differences that you were able to pick out, or was it kind of all the same?
Yeah, there's definitely some differences. Like this German punk rock scene is very political. And yeah, that's for me personally, I'm not that much a political person. So that's maybe one, another point why I didn't make such a big connection with like German punk rock and German punk rock bands, because I'm just not very into that. But that's definitely a different differences between the scenes in Germany and in the US. Definitely the political thing.
When you were growing up, you know, whether it was in, you know, when you were a little bit younger, or I guess when you were growing up, when you discovered punk rock, you know, NoFX, yes, Pennywise, the bands that you listed off, I'm guessing Bad Religion would be in there as well. What were some of the bands that other people in school were listening to that were different than that of what you and, you know, some of your friends were listening to? What else was popular at that time? That others were listening to that you weren't?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I mean, I got, I think before I would discover like punk rock music, I would listen to, let's say, rock music in general. I'm not sure what stuff I was listening to exactly. Well, at the time, everyone gave music to someone else. Someone had a new CD and would burn that CD, or burn a couple of songs on a CD. And someone else who was in my school class gave me some CD one day, and they had a couple of songs from The Offspring were on that CD.
Nice.
And I did. That's so The Offspring was the first band, the first punk band that I've ever listened to. So that's how I got in touch with it. And I totally fell in love with it, like from the first second of listening. And I remember, like, he gave me all the Offspring albums, and I just skipped all the tracks, just looking out for some fast punk rock tracks, you know. And I burned like a best of CD just with their fast songs. And yeah, I've been listening to that stuff for months, and that's how I got into that stuff. And it just spoke to me, you know, it just felt right. It just, the energy of the music and everything, that I just thought, yeah, that's me. I didn't even know what this stuff was about. I didn't even knew that this was called punk rock or anything. It just felt right. And I remember that I went back to school the next day and went to that kid and just told him, yeah, just give me more music that sounds like that.
yeah. Are you still friends with that person?
No. I've been out of school for 15 years. We definitely lost contact.
You lost contact. Isn't it weird how that happens? Because, like, it's the same thing. It's like, yeah, I guess we weren't that close. You know, like, it's one of those things. It's like, sorry. It's like, sorry. Do you remember which two songs from The Offspring that were on there, or which songs, what first Offspring songs you remember hearing?
One of my favorite was and still is, I think, Staring at the Sun.
Such a great song. Such a great song.
Oh, yeah.
That is fascinating to me, because obviously The Offspring is a huge band in the U.S. Because they were one of those, like, similar to that of, like, Green Day. The Offspring were able to kind of break out of that, like, well, we're big in the punk scene, but we're now also big in the world scene, right? Yes. In like the rock scene at large. So it's really cool to me that, like, they were the ones, right? Versus Green Day, or, I mean, even if you want to talk rock music, like the Foo Fighters, everyone knows the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
But for you, it was like Offspring, and The Offspring are really fucking good. So for me, it's like, I remember Americana when it came out. And that album blew my mind, the whole thing. It's still one of my favorites. Just every song on there is great. It tells a weird story. Yes. But I will say my favorite is the self-titled Offspring album, just The Offspring. That song is just, or the whole album is crazy to me. That song, Tehran, like, is just, all of it is so, when I think of Offspring hard punk rock, I think of every single song in that first album. Like, that to me is what was like, okay, this is their punk stuff. And then obviously with Americana getting into the mainstream and breaking out and people finding them and all that stuff, but that is that's really cool. Have you gotten to see them live in Germany?
No, I haven't.
No,
I haven't been able to see them live. I think in Germany, when they play, they don't play like single shows. Like, the only chance you probably get to see The Offspring is if you go to a huge festival and they're on the bill. But I don't think they play like a single shows where it's just The Offspring.
Right. What are some of your most recent punk rock concerts that you were able to go to prior to the pandemic? What were some of the bands that you've been able to see recently, somewhat recently, in the past 5 years or so?
Well, I remember one of the coolest thing that I ever did was when I first went to LA in 2016. Like, Pennywise is another band that's one of my favorite bands, and for some reason, I didn't see them live. There was always something going on when they played live, like in Berlin or stuff like that. So I've never saw Pennywise live, but I saw them live in Hollywood right the evening before our first show, before we went to Las Vegas. So that was an awesome experience for me, like going to Hollywood, seeing Pennywise for the first time. I think they played with H2O.
Wow.
And a couple of other bands. So that was definitely an awesome experience for me. Yeah. What can be better than seeing Pennywise for the first time in Hollywood?
In Hollywood. Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
For a German kid, at least.
Yeah, no, that is absolutely, that is wonderful. Were you able to meet any of the band? Like, did you meet Fletcher? Was he kind of around after the show, or did everyone kind of disperse? Like, were you able to go over to the merch table and meet anyone, or
no, not at this show. I think we just left after the show. But I met a couple other people from bands that I loved and stuff like that, but not on that particular show.
Cool. Were there any bands that were big? I'll give you a couple of examples of European bands that are huge still in the U.S. and they're obviously still big in Europe. And I'm wondering what your experiences was like with these bands, like if people like them, if they were as popular as I think they are, or they're not, or if you made fun of people who listen to it. And I'll give I'll give two examples. Motorhead and Iron Maiden. Are those big bands in Germany, or did you make fun of their fans growing up? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, they are definitely like big bands. Especially like if you are into rock music in Germany, you probably know both of these bands. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you go through a shopping center and ask random people what do you think about Motorhead, they know what you are talking about. But like if you're at least into rock music,
right?
You definitely know both of these bands, and yeah, I think they are great bands. Definitely.
That's cool. I always wonder about that because it's like I can pretty much gauge what people in the U.S. think of those bands. And I'm not, again, to what you're saying, I wouldn't go to the laundromat or the grocery store and be like, hey, what's your favorite era of Iron Maiden? Right. Like I wouldn't ask somebody that, but I'm wondering, I have this idea in my head where it's like, I think that both of those bands, but Motorhead in particular, are big in the rock community in Germany.
Yeah.
Right. So I was wondering if that's kind of the same deal. Now let's see here. I got a couple more questions for you. In relation to writing music, do you find it? 'Cause I know you're still, I just saw a post, I think from today, you're in the process of, you're in the studio, you're doing some more recording. Do you find it? What is that writing process like for you with two of the band members in LA and you in Germany? Is it difficult? Do you do everything in the studio, or do you send them stuff? Like, what is that process like for you?
Yeah. So I write all the songs and I write them at home, and I'm a music producer as well. So I studied audio engineering and all that stuff, so I can produce music, all that stuff that's released by Bad Advice. I have produced that stuff. So when I write a new song, I pre-record it. I record a demo at home. I just use like electronic drums and play the bass, the guitar, do the singing. So I can get a feeling if the song works and how it sounds, if it needs any changes or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And if I'm satisfied with that, then I have basically a complete demo of the whole band. And I'm going to send that over to the rest of the band in LA. And when I'm over there, we can practice the song live together. And then we went to the studio.
That's awesome. Are you any news on when you guys are going to be out of the lockdown, or is it just still kind of no one knows?
No one knows. That's definitely the status. They said like till last Sunday we're in lockdown, but it's the early January, and from then it will be longer. So no one knows. Yeah.
Ugh. Now, before I ask you kind of the last question, let people know if you can, where people can, just tell me about your social media pages, where people can listen to your music, buy your music, grab merch, tell people where they can kind of find, Bad Advice.
Yeah. Well, you can go to Instagram. It's Bad Advice Punk. You can find us there. You can find us on Facebook, and it's Bad Advice Music on Facebook. And we have a website as well. It's it should be linked everywhere, all on our social medias. And we have some merchandise and stuff like that. So that's all on our website.
Your song Dark Cloud, I think it's really excellent. I obviously
Thanks.
it's a fantastic like skate punk pop punk song, but I really really like the lyrics a lot. Every day it's all the same, deja vu all over again. I'm lost in nowhere. Okay, I think that song could kind of be almost an anthem for the pandemic that essentially we all went through, 2020, 2021, right? But what I wanted to ask you about is, I wanted you to tell me a little bit about some of the black clouds, right? The proverbial black clouds that you experienced during the pandemic and lockdown in Germany. What was it like? I mean, were there riots, violence, curfews, shortages in the grocery store? Tell me what it was like being in the pandemic in Germany. What happened?
Yeah, well, I actually got to say, like, this song wasn't written during the pandemic. It's much older than, I don't know when I wrote it, but it was definitely long before the pandemic. But...
Can you see the future? Song... Can you see the future then? Because, I mean, that basically, like, when I was hearing those lyrics, it's like, okay, so... You know, every day is literally the same. It's deja vu constantly. This is me during the pandemic doing the same thing every day in my house, you know?
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, you could see it like that. So it fits like the pandemic, right? Yeah. But you know, I'm not really, I don't even watch the news and stuff like that. So to be honest, I don't really know a lot of what's going on in Germany and in the world, because I don't care too much, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course, there were people protesting and stuff like that. And besides that, for me, you know, like in summer, everything was normal. Always, it's we were just in lockdown like during the winter time, and obviously, I mean, it sucks. There's nothing going on. You haven't been able to go to shows or concerts for I don't know how long, which sucks as well. Hmm. But besides that, I mean, there are a lot of people that got struck much harder by the pandemic than I was. A lot of people, like, they have a job or anything or stuff like that. They are used to go to work, and now when the lockdown hits, they can't go to work anymore, and then they get a depression and stuff like that. I don't really have a job, you know. I'm self-employed. I'm at home still. Mm-hmm. So that wasn't a big change for me. So I'm kind of used to that. But there are a lot of people, that got obviously stuck really hard by all that stuff, and they just suffered from the lockdown and the stuff like that.